This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frogloom. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, hour number two. Coming to you from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number two, get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. If it'll fire. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the Incog. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Indeed. Now then, as far as this whole CDC gun violence thing, to give you an idea of how well these these gun control advocates pay attention to their chosen subject, I present this. It's been a long time since I listened to this, and we're not going to listen to all of it, but this is me on the Tom Hartman Show. Maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago, I don't know. See how this sounds. Let me make sure. Let's modulate this first.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
And greetings, my friends, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and patriots. Justice, believers in peace, freedom, and the American way. Tom Hartman here with you. And a big thanks to Leslie Marshall, who filled in for me yesterday while I was sitting on an airplane on my way home from Germany. I got a little later on the program, I'm going to tell you all about this. My friend Gerhard, who I've known for, 35 years or thereabouts, he and I have traveled all around the world. He's one of the principals with Salem Internationalists, international Christian nonprofit group that I've volunteered with for since 1978. What is that, 35? Plus years, I think.
Narcissistic to a degree.
And, you know, we've started programs in Uganda, in South America, in Australia, in Germany, in the United States, and in a bunch of other countries. Anyhow, I had this terrible heart attack. And so I went over to see him, and I got to tell you about how the German
healthcare system
active gun violence, even though... And the Republicans in the House of Representatives, once again, are saying, no, the amount of money that the Centers for Disease Control can have to study the impact of gun violence, even though it kills about as many people as heart attacks in the United States and cancer, you can't study this. I don't get this. But maybe Bill Frady does. He's the host of the Lock and Load radio show presented by the Gun Owners of America. Gunowners.org is the website. Hey, Bill, welcome to the program.
Well, hello, Tom. How are you?
I'm fine. Why would you, I don't mean you in the personal sense, but y'all, you know, the NRA in general, why would you not want our public health agencies to investigate the public health consequences of guns? We might find something really useful that you know, could save some lives.
Well, I myself am not against it. And I'm not against the CDC doing it, because they did it last year.
Okay.
That was either executive action 16 or 17 on President Obama's 23 executive actions that...
What did they learn?
Well, and let me preface it by saying this. I'm willing to go where the data leads, okay?
Yeah.
I'm willing to go where the data leads. Now, this was the CDC report, priorities for research to reduce the threat of firearm-related violence.
Right.
And it was released in June of 2013.
Okay.
Item number one, and it's up and published if you want to go check it out. You don't have to take my word for it.
Sure.
Item number one, armed citizens are less likely to be injured by an attacker.
Makes a certain amount of sense. Not a lot of armed citizens around there, but that makes a certain amount of sense. What about, in a home with a gun where there is a history of domestic abuse, the probability of murder is 500% greater?
Well, for some reason, they do not address that.
Okay. What about the suicide rates in homes with guns being dramatically higher?
They found, the only time they address suicide in it is that the overwhelming majority of gun deaths are suicides.
Right. And that's...
They did not, for some reason, and I'm sure it's a mystery to me, as it is probably a mystery to you, they did not get into the... They did not... The only thing they got into as far as looking at trends, as far as that goes, is accidental death, which they say is declining. But as far as suicide is concerned, they didn't get out there and try to make any sort of correlation between guns being there or not.
Right. Let me just ask a question.
I've already shot him down. Here we go.
Sure.
I've been around guns since I was a little kid. My mom was a pretty good shot. And, when I was 6 or 7 years old, I got a BB gun. I had cap guns. I never had an actual gun.
Yeah.
But my brother, one of my three brothers, is very into guns. He lives out in rural Michigan, and he's got a shooting range in his backyard. He and his wife both, and between the two of them, I think they own 7 or 8 guns, handguns. And when Louise and I go to Michigan, we get together, Steve and Tam, and sometimes, some of my other brothers, and we'll either go to the gun range in Michigan or we'll go up to Steve's house and we'll do competitive shooting. We've been doing this for years. I got, none of us are hunters. I mean, but people around us are. And if they're going to eat what they kill, I don't have a problem with it. But what I don't get is all the hysteria. I don't get the fetishizing, these guys who feel the need to show up, with a gun on their hip and show that they're men. Are they compensating for small penises? I mean, I don't get it. What's the deal? I know a lot of these guys, and a lot of them.
I think that sort of speaks for itself. I'm not going to continue just simply because it's a long, drawn-out thing. You can see that he's quite taken with himself, and he doesn't know anything that he's talking about. And these are the guys. He didn't know the CDC study that happened in June of 2013. It was published in June of 2013. He didn't know that it had existed. But he's out there calling for it. He's out there beating the lectern for it. Now, the only reason I went on his show, this guy is Tom Hartman is a very difficult man to talk to. And the only reason I went on his show was with the understanding that he would talk and I would talk, and that's the way radio works. You conduct an interview, you ask me a question, and then I get to answer it. You don't get to answer it for me, because I've been on his show more than once. And it was... I walked away from that going, wow, this guy, he really needs to research his topic a little bit more. The last time I was on his show, he started doing the conflation of data. He'd forgotten my rules, which are simply to let me talk when you ask me a question, which, to his credit, I have to give him Tom credit to you for letting me answer the questions there. Sorry I shut you down, and sorry you had to fall back to the default ridiculousness of getting out there and saying we're compensating for something. No, we're not compensating for anything. We don't have any fear. There's a big difference there. We stand ready to defend. Just a little example for you. We'll be right back. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees, ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right. Welcome back as we move on. That's the kind of stuff I used to have to deal with all the time. All the time I had to deal with that. This is Lock and Load coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of waste carrier ammo. a few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the Incog. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Indeed. Recently, this is coming off something that happened 3 years ago. 8 LAPD officers who shot up a newspaper delivery driver's pickup will not face charges in a mistaken identity shooting that is an abomination and embarrassment. Saw 103 rounds fired because on edge officers mistook the sound of a thrown newspaper with gunshots. A newspaper folded into thirds when it hit the pavement. It sounded like a gun going off. Prosecutors are declining to criminally charge against 8 L.A. police officers who injured 2 innocent women after mistakenly riddling their pickup truck with more than 100 bullets during a manhunt for cop-turned-killer Christopher Dorner, according to a report released Wednesday. The L.A. County District Attorney's Office said there was insufficient evidence to prove the officers acted unreasonably when they shot up the truck on February 7, 2013, according to the report. L.A. Police Chief Charlie Beck, which the way they were shooting it should be like maybe Mel Brooks, previously found the 2013 shooting violated department policy, but he said the officers involved would be allowed to return to the field after additional training because he had confidence in them. Mistaken shooting unfolded after Dorner, a fired L.A. police officer, claimed he was unfairly dismissed and vowed revenge against law enforcement officers in a rambling online manifesto. He killed the daughter of a former LAPD police official along with her fiancé and 2 other law enforcement officers over 10 days before being cornered and killing himself in a burning mountain cabin in San Bernardino County. The shooting involving the 2 women happened in the middle of the chaotic manhunt for Dorner. The 2 women, a mother and daughter, were delivering newspapers in a Torrance neighborhood where police were protecting a Dorner target's home. When one of the women threw a newspaper onto the pavement in the early morning hours, an officer believing the sound was a gunshot opened fire. Officers unable to see clearly into the truck sprayed it with 103 rounds, hit 7 nearby homes and 9 other vehicles with gunshots and shotgun pellets. Margie Carranza, then 47, suffered minor injuries from broken glass. Her then 71-year-old mother, Emma Hernandez, was shot in the back but survived. Women won a $4.2 million settlement from the city. In declining to press charges, prosecutors said they weren't endorsing the officers' conduct that day, but that they're guided by legal principles. Let's talk about this. The women were driving a light blue Toyota Tacoma, a mid-size pickup. Dorner drove a dark gray full-size Nissan Titan. Besides the fact they were both pickup trucks and they both originated from Japan, that was the only similarities there. The women were driving with their lights off in the pre-dawn hours when the police shooting took place, and as this group of officers were dealing with a cop killer who was specifically targeting the family home they were guarding. I can understand how they would be on edge. I completely get that. I completely get it. Chris Dorner shook the LAPD to its core. Every man out of that 25,000 man department, he shook them. But they fired 103 times. What was the tally again? Let me 7 nearby homes and 9 other vehicles. They killed 7 houses and 9 vehicles and only hit 1 person in the pickup truck with 103 rounds. I would have been much more sympathetic if they fired a dozen or even a couple of dozen rounds and they kept them on target and only hit the pickup truck. Ultimately, the city paid out $4.2 million in a settlement to avoid a civil suit. They could have seen the victims bleed the city for far more in a civil trial, and the officers were said to have been retrained. I am sympathetic to the profession of law enforcement. But that kind of panic when you think you're under fire, that kind of panic when you think you're under fire. Those cops, had they really been engaged with a target, like, say, I don't know, ISIS or Chris Dorner, they would have been killed. Some of them would have been killed because they weren't hitting anything. It's like the Keystone cops, eight police officers. You would think, you know, there was no fire maneuver put in place. They got somewhere stationary behind something and started spraying the area. 103 rounds. It's probably one magazine each in a standard capacity 9mm pistol. So, then there's other incidents. When they were getting down on one of the Sarnia brothers, it was in a boat, and they fired more than 1,000 rounds, some of them full auto in crowded neighborhoods at a boat. We're not holding these guys accountable enough. There's a big reason that you out there, when you're shooting at, if you're having to use a gun in self-defense, you miss your target 2% of the time. Police hit the wrong thing 12% of the time. Probably one of the big reasons, besides the stress these guys go under when they're on their way to a man with a gun call, is the fact that you guys train more. You train more than cops do. The police qualification go-round is 44 rounds. At least the one I've seen. So that in and of itself should tell you something right there. But we're going to have to step up how we hold these guys accountable. That's just all there is to it. That is just all there is to it. They fired 103 rounds because a newspaper hit the deck. Slap. That's what did it. That slap sound. Because the newspaper hit the deck. And they hit a human once. 102 rounds missed their target. The other woman got hurt because of spraying glass. And they hit mom, who was how old? 71 years old. And that's the other thing. You've got a 47-year-old and a 71-year-old Hispanic woman. When you're on the lookout for a black American, shaved head, in a big Titan pickup, not a mid-sized pickup, black guy who is built like a linebacker. Yeah, we need to hold them a little more accountable. We'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
What is it that drives the hoplophobes? What is it about a hoplophobe? Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the Incog. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Indeed. Nothing else I can say about that. Now, we know that morbid gun fear drives gun control advocates to invent a mythical gun problem. They make it based upon a completely uninformed set of data. Their presumptions are always flawed. This is hoplophobia. And they need to recognize they have a problem and they need to seek treatment. They don't do it, but they do need to seek treatment. One telltale symptom of hoplophobia is adamant denial. They sublimate their fears into politics, where they do immeasurable harm instead of into needed treatment and intervention. These well-meaning folks typically don't own or use guns. Their ideas they dream up or support bear little resemblance to actual problems. They delay our arrival at an actual, solution. Their output, which is often compelling and sensational and delivered with great force, like a crime of passion, remember that old one, these are classic projections of their baseless fears, picked up and trumpeted without research or due diligence, and society ends up in an endless loop. Their fears they paint onto us. As they project their fears, we are the screen that they're painting with or painting onto. We introduce pointless or worse, harmful bills, then meet ferocious resistance from decent, innocent Americans who feel rightly assaulted. At the recent presidential town hall, Arizona Sheriff Paul Babeau asked how the president's proposals would stop jihadis or spree murderers. Obama changed subjects without answering because the proposals wouldn't have stopped crimes. Infringing on the rights of people not causing problems won't solve the problem. The other side doesn't get this or the resistance it provokes. Gun mythologies we face from untreated fearful and, you know, from the untreated fearful and the news media are legendary and familiar. Making it worse, the evil and the power hungry use these fears and manipulate useful idiots, which was Vladimir Lenin's term, by the way, in time-honored traditions used by every tyrant throughout history. So what are these gun myths already? This is going to be, you know, I'm going to bring them to you whenever they pop up. First, the bits myth, blood in the streets. They always say this whenever they're talking about concealed carry. It's like they're saying we don't look outside the state to see what we say. Here's what we hear. Oh my God, if people have permits to secretly carry loaded guns in public, we'll have blood in the streets like Dodge City. People will shoot slow waiters and each other at stoplights and turn simple arguments into gunfights, and the guns could just go off. All 50 states have permits of some sort. All 50 states. So BITS is a proven myth. The reason liberals and gun haters believe in blood in the streets is because they have such insecure mentalities about themselves that if they are armed, they might be tempted to snap and act that way. It is classic and documented. They project their unfounded but strongly felt fears onto others in a classic psychological projection. Virtually paranoid delusion at a neurotic level. It is very now amply clear. Like, you know, when I was talking about when I was playing the thing with Hartman, and he was talking about how most people aren't armed. You know, there's 13 million permits. Unknown how many people, you know, there's some of these states where you have to have a permit to carry concealed, but you don't have to have a permit to carry in the open. We don't know how many people are carrying like that. In these states where we have permitless carry, we don't know how many people are carrying guns. We know how many people have permits. And that's about 13 million. So, you know, there's Tom saying what he says. And, you know, I was so happy. It's my fault that I didn't jump on him, because I was so happy that he was actually letting me talk, that I was just sort of wanting to get through this segment and be done with this. As every single state in the union has come up online to allow citizens to carry guns, the very same blood in the streets myth has been adamantly proposed, irrationally amplified by politicians and the media, until the programs are implemented, then the foolishness is proven false. Society moves forward and crime inexplicably drops. In the meantime, nobody ever goes back to the idiots that got out there and said, it's going to be like Dodge City, and say to them, you were idiots, weren't you? It's okay. There's help out there. No apologies or corrections are issued for the fear of mongering and the discriminatory rights denial that preceded carry rights restoration. Someone should have faced arrest for all that abuse. Right now, we're going through another round of the same thing as constitutional carry sweeps the nation, with 8 states now on board, 23 with bills introduced or considering it. Constitutional carry simply restores the right to bear arms without government interference, sort of the way you own books. No tests, forms, taxes, renewals, prior approvals, no registration or application of any kind, no FBI list, just simple ownership of property and laws that severely punish misuse of the property in law for centuries. Adequate training and caution are left up to the individual, like knives and power tools. Sort of the concept that it's supposed to be in a free nation. That part just tickles me. I'm sorry. Sorry it tickles me so much. So sorry. But it's something to consider. It really is something to consider because this is something that happens every day, no matter what you may think, no matter what you may believe. If you listen to Tom when he was out there talking about the compensation, when he's out there talking about, I know what it's like because I had a pellet gun and then a BB gun, you know, that this kind of thing where he's trying to get out there and say, I'm just a regular Joe guy. But he isn't. He's an elitist who doesn't understand things. He's got relatives that have guns. And he calls carrying a gun a fetish. Do cops carrying a gun? Is that a fetish? But, I used to have to put up with interviews like that all the time. Gosh. It was hard to tell. And even with the conservatives would be so clueless as to what they were talking about. It was hilarious. Hilarious. I'm not going to go into all of them because some of them were actually had to have been embarrassed when I finally just told them what was up. They would go off on this tirade and they'd, like he did. But he was, that's the way of a narcissist. You notice how much he was talking about him. Me, before he brought me on board. So, consider the source. Just consider the source. Last break of the hour. When we come back, we're going to talk about a stupid bill, that's going to get some people killed. This is Lock and Load.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
All right. Trying to do something right. They're going to get some people killed. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Indeed. Right now, we're talking about a law written by slow-witted politicians who feel compelled to do something because criminals are still acting like criminals despite existing laws that tell them that crime will be punished. We're facing yet another dumb law on how fake guns must be colored so they aren't as easily confused with real guns as if the criminal behavior committed with both fake and real firearms isn't the problem. You see, you can require anything you want to require, and a criminal is going to ignore that in order to be able to commit his crime. This was set for a vote yesterday in the Massachusetts House on a bill that would require all imitation firearms owned, made, or sold in Massachusetts to be marked to distinguish them from real guns. The bill would require replica guns to be painted a color other than black, blue, silver, or aluminum, and be marked with a non-removable orange stripe. What is that? What is a non-removable? When you're talking about painting, what is non-removable? There would be exceptions for antique firearms and for guns used for theater or film productions. The point of the policy would be to help the police and the public distinguish between fake and real guns. Nor would President Chief Bill Brooks, a president of the Massachusetts Chiefs of Police Association, which supports the bill, said his police force last month had an incident when a replica gun was used in a robbery. Particularly in urban areas, Brooks said there have been problems with people using fake guns in crimes and carrying them on the street. When an officer is unsure whether a gun is real or fake, Brooks said it puts people in jeopardy of being shot, primarily the criminal. The bill is sponsored by State Representative Dan Cullinane, Democrat from Dorchester, who did not return calls for comments. It has 20 co-sponsors. Here with this is a copy of a Beretta PX Storm Compact, which was captured by the Boston Police Department. Looks virtually identical, except for the scratches showing the plastic on top of the slide. I can't really tell at first blush that this is a fake gun. Then there's a picture of a Beretta PX Storm subcompact real gun coated by Mad Custom Coating. One, painting guns has become cool. One of hundreds of custom gun painting companies in the United States. This gun is, for those of you who know the Clemson Tigers, this is Clemson Orange. Yeah. In various states, like in my home city of Columbia, South Carolina, where the Carolina Gamecocks are the team, and here in the upstate of South Carolina, where Clemson is the team, the idea of seeing some guy out there that goes out and buys a gun and wants to get his gun painted, which they do a very good job with these things anymore, in Clemson or Carolina colors is not beyond the pale, complete with decals. They have guns that have rhinestones on them and crystals for the women. Americans are tired of just black guns, and there are many color factory options for firearms. There are many aftermarket gun coating companies that use any number of technologies to change the color of firearms. In the end, this legislation is being proposed as a test of intellect and pandering for the Massachusetts House. If you vote in favor of this bill, and if you are sincere in your belief that painting an orange stripe will change the behavior of the criminal or the behavior of civilians or law enforcement officers responding to a man with a gun call, then you are, in a very generous term, an idiot, a flaming idiot. If you vote in favor of the bill knowing that it will do absolutely nothing because these bills have been passed elsewhere and have failed in every instance, then you are cynical and, once again, pandering to stupid people instead of using your office to educate your constituents on why such legislation is a bad idea, and you are failing them. The only rational vote on this issue is to blast the politicians and, you know, appointed police chiefs like Bill Brooks are politicians, they're not real cops, who are pushing a fake, we have to do something law that will not have any impact on crime. So here are the facts. Very simple set, really. Criminals will break laws. Criminals who commit armed robberies will buy black spray paint to make any fake gun look real to commit crimes. These same criminals will paint real guns with an orange stripe in hopes of causing police and citizens to pause just a half second, enabling them to get that first shot advantage over law enforcement officers and other citizens. Good people in law enforcement and other citizens are going to get shot as a result of this law. This law only benefits a criminal. Criminals. You know, anytime you want to look around, you're not going to have to go very far to find instances where criminals break the law in a bunch of different ways when it comes to guns. They scratch off markings. They paint over markings. They try to make a fake gun look real. They disguise real guns to make them look fake in hopes of giving them an advantage over the good guys. In the end, the overly conscientious people end up victimized or shot by criminals. And overall, crime is unaffected because criminals willing to commit assault with a deadly weapon in the commission of a crime are more than willing to use paint. In the real world, well-trained police officers and regular Joe citizens are going to react to the threats being made by the person, not the color of the gun in their hand. This shooting with Tamir Rice, okay? They rode right up on him. Now, young Tamir should not have pulled that gun, that fake gun, from his waistband. I'm almost certain. I don't know. I don't know if he wanted to commit suicide by a cop, but he did. He most certainly did. What could have been done, a well-trained police officer would have pulled up, but further back, and then pulled up in such a way to where one cop was not completely exposed on one side, to where if this person had a real gun, he would not have been endangered. And they could have figured out it was a fake gun. That's what a well-trained police officer would do. A perpetrator that pulls a gun is not going to be just waving it at you. He's going to be shooting at you with it. Politicians like State Representative Dan Cullinan and Norwood President Chief Bill Brooks of the Massachusetts Chiefs of Police Association are going to get good people killed as a result of this idiotic law. Getting out there and saying, well, we got to make sure it's painted the right color. is not going to change anything, really. Not anything. Not anything. Especially the part where they're getting out there saying you got to put an orange stripe on a gun. That, why don't you just get out there and have a forum and say, listen, we're going to require that all fake guns have an orange stripe on them, and if you want to get the one-up on my police officers, paint an orange stripe on your gun. We'll be showing you what it's got to look like soon, because all the fake guns are going to have it on it. Yep. Ah! That's all beside the point. When we come back, I'm going to talk about what you guys have done for me in the last couple of days, because it's and we're going to talk about a change I made with the show. Just another little administrative thing, just a FYI. Pay attention to what's going on around you, not just when you're out there carrying a gun. There's a lot of things out there that get brought up or that occur that I never hear anybody say anything about. I never hear anybody say anything about this stuff. Right now, everybody's walking around going, well, you know, McAuliffe, he caved in. But no, he didn't really cave in. Those Republicans could have punished him for this. They could have punished him in Virginia. And the fact that they didn't punish him tells me they don't have the stomach for the fight. We'll be right back.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.